Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form what Paul calls one new humanity, one new species of being. And you get this when the spiritual DNA of the Jew merges with the spiritual DNA of the Gentile, not in an ecumenical fashion, but in a spiritual fashion under the lordship of Jesus, we will have the full dwelling place of God by His Spirit. And then what Jesus said, we'll see happen. What did He say? You will do the same works I have done, and even greater. Can you see why the church de-emphasizes the Jew? Can you see why the devil separates these two people groups of God? Can you see why the devil is happy with ecumenical meetings, but not happy where the gospel is preached to Jewish people? I have a man that is a perfect one new man. His name is Dr. Rennie McLean. Why do I say he's a perfect one new man? Because his father was Gentile and his mother Jewish. I'm talking to a one new man, Rennie. But you know, the one thing that I want you to teach me, and we'll let our audience, our Mishpucha, eavesdrop on, the one thing, Rennie, is, and when I study healing over all these years, if I could only have one ingredient to emphasize for healing, it will be what you teach, and that is worship. Now, you came from a family where your mother, being Jewish, you should have never understood these things, but she had a visitation from the Lord, became a believer in Jesus, and you learned about worship from an early age. Tell me what you learned as a young child about worship.
I learned, Sid, that when every time I worshiped, the presence of God would come, and I would know it. Because I began to understand, I was doing things in my early years that I didn't understand till years after. For example, this is what I understand now, what I was doing then, and this is what I understood, that worship is the affirmation that God is present. And when God is present, anything can happen. And that's a simple truth, but it's very profound. Worship demands God to be present. And I noticed that when we would worship, the atmosphere would change, people would change, the glory would come in, and things would actually just begin to happen.
But let me ask you this question for some people that are listening right now. They were not blessed with having a family like you did in the way you were raised. And they know when they hear worship, they think of magnificent singing in the church, but they've never really felt much, and they've certainly never seen the need when they're outside of church to be worshiping God. What would you say to them?
Well, let's break it down. Let's break it down so the whole people get this. First of all, this is what happens. When we worship, the presence of God comes. When the presence of God comes, people are in harmony with their Creator. And so because there is that harmony between man and God, then what you're supposed to be is what you become. So that's why you become healed. That's why you become delivered. That's why you become prosperous. Because whatever God touches, you know, He imparts Himself. And so, Sid, I learned a long time ago that at times we enter the presence of God, but people do not know what to do in the presence. There are times when the presence of God comes, all we can do is just lift our hands. And sometimes you can't say nothing because there's nothing to say because He's just God. You just lift your hands. You can lift your hands right now and just acknowledge that He is present.
Let's do it. Lift your hands right now, everyone listening to me, unless you're driving, and then let's not tempt the Lord. Lift your hands up, and what? All right, I have my hands lifted up. Be my coach, Rennie.
Yeah, Lord, we just worship You now. We acknowledge Your presence. We declare you our King. We declare you our Lord. We declare you our Savior. You are present right now. And when you are present, Lord, there is nothing lacking when you are present. That means healing is present. Oh, my God. That means healing is present. That means prosperity is present. Everything you are is present. Because when you come, there's nothing of yourself you leave behind. And so, Lord, right now we lift our hands to you. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just begin to thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, if I didn't feel anything right now, I would thank you as much as I'm thanking you right now. But Lord, I do feel something, but there's some people that don't feel a thing. And if they would only know that you receive their thanks, whether they feel anything or not, and you are pleased by them thanking you right now. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you. You see, he said, what I just heard in the Spirit, see, he said, when we're thanking him and we're worshiping him, we're sowing to the Spirit. We're sowing to the Spirit. And, you know, the longer we do it, then, you know, the greater the seed, then God pours it back in the form of harvest.
You know, I remember many years ago, Rennie, when I became a new believer, there was a man that was very popular in the full gospel businessman's circle of speaking. His name's Norval Hayes. And if I remember right, he had $5 million corporations. And that impressed everyone back then. But this is what he used to say. Every morning, I just spend a lot of time thanking God. I never really understood what he was saying until now. You understand what he was saying.
Yes, definitely, yes. Because, Sid, if you think about it, if we submit to him, you can't submit and not yield. It is in the yielding we feel his presence. It's in the yielding we feel his power. It's in the yielding we feel his glory. And the atmosphere changes. The atmosphere becomes light. The atmosphere sometimes can become heavy with his presence. But burdens become lifted. People become free. And all of a sudden, you're beginning to think on a different plane because you're in the presence of God Almighty. And when God Almighty is recognized as God Almighty and we affirm his presence. I mean, to think about it right now, you can be in the worst place you could imagine. And yet the minute you start to say, Lord, I worship you, you're demanding his presence to be with you right there and then.
So someone could be listening to us right now in prison and be freer than some others that are listening to us. And they're not, they're just spectators. They're not entering in. They're in more prison than someone in a prison.
100%, 100%, because God has come to them by reason of their worship, and he changes atmosphere, he changes lives, he touches all kinds of things. I mean, it's incredible. Some of the most incredible things we've ever seen, Sid, is when we get people to the revelation of worship.
How does someone lose 4 dress sizes in worship? Explain that to me.
Well, I'll tell you how it happens, because we've seen it so many times. I mean, I need to really just start saying a lot of things we've seen, because we were one of the first folk to see it. And what we found, Sid, I can tell you the first time I ever saw it, we was worshiping God. It was in the middle of a worship service, and the glory of the Lord was present. And this lady began to just worship, and she wasn't thinking about it. Now, this is something, Sid, I think that's really coming to my spirit as I'm talking to you right now. Part of the problem with God's people is that we're thinking about our issues more than we are God.
Okay. Listen, I'm guilty of that. Coach me. How can I stop it?
because we're making our problems our idols. We're making...
Oh, you just did it to me. You're telling me that's my idol. I'm dropping it.
Yeah. And so the secret of it is, you know, is that we've reached to the stage where we're literally taking ownership of it. Instead of letting go, you can't let God till you let go. To let go, you let God be God. And the woman, all she did was just worship. She wasn't thinking about her problem. But it's interesting. God, when she was worshiping God, God was thinking of her. Isn't that incredible, Sid? When we were not thinking of him, he was thinking of us. My goodness gracious me. So now all of a sudden, as she's in service now, and she just begins to worship God with no agenda. She just began to worship. And as she began to worship, it just began to just drop. She noticed. She couldn't understand it. Her clothes just began to drop. She had to hold up her dress.
Now, you must have been shocked when this first started happening.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Sid. I was very shocked because I had never heard of that before. I mean, I've seen people who had a tumor. You know, when people used to have tumor years ago, it can make a woman look bigger than normal. It's mm-hmm. a tumor in certain places.
Yes.
So I've seen God do those miracles. But to actually see weight loss, I mean, I can tell you, when we first saw it was in 1998. You know, and I mean, I can tell you, I can remember it as if it were yesterday. And this was how it was. It was in the atmosphere of worship. Because when you're in the presence of God, if you think about it, when you're in the presence of God and you're really seeing Jesus, you're not really thinking of you. You can be thinking of you because he has to become more real to you than you are. And when that happens, you can't think of yourself. All you just think of just is worshiping him, because that's all we can do is just worship him. And that's when the supernatural, as it were, becomes natural.
Now, Rennie, everyone cannot be in a service where you teach on worship, but all over the world, they can
yes.
get a hold of your special CD that was done with an audience. It's called The Glory of God Through Worship. And when they get this, as you teach on worship, there is literally a gate which releases an open heaven. It opens up during worship. And then, if that wasn't enough, we have a second CD. And listen to the title, Matter Doesn't Matter. And when you understand that matter doesn't matter, it's the key to healing, it's the key to every promise of God. I'll tell you, this doesn't happen often to me, Rennie, but I must listen to that CD of yours, Matter Doesn't Matter, over and over and over again. Because it's revelation, we're making both CDs available for a gift of $25. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.